This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Item number five today, the Baltimore Bridge. This was shocking enough seeing the 1.6-mile-long Francis Scott Key Bridge over the Patapsco River at Baltimore collapse, caught on video. This happened when a 115,000-ton cargo ship slammed into a bridge support at about 1:30 in the morning, early Tuesday, local time. It appears from the video that there was some mechanical problem on the ship that caused it to lose power, and because of a crosswind, a pretty stiff crosswind, it drifted into the bridge pylon. This is bad news for a couple of reasons. First of all, as of this recording, two people rescued from the water, but six others, construction workers, still missing, possibly trapped in vehicles in 50 feet of water. Now, this also means, this is what the bridge looks like now, by the way, catastrophic disruption for the Port of Baltimore, which is one of the major ports on the East Coast, and this will cause supply chain issues all up and down the East Coast. Last year, according to the State of Maryland website, the Port of Baltimore managed over 52 million tons of international cargo valued at about $80 billion. That's the ninth busiest port in the United States. But the port's private and public terminals handled almost 850,000 vehicles, automobiles, and light trucks in 2023, the most of any U.S. port for the 13th straight year, major port for the import of automobiles. Not only that, it ranked first in farm and construction machinery, as well as imported sugar and gypsum. The port ranked second in the country for exporting coal. And in 2022, it ranked sixth for importing coffee, about 119,000 tons worth. So, again, the port is completely shut down as of this point. It's also the busiest port in the U.S. for cruise ships, which I wouldn't have guessed. But while things are being repaired, other ports in the East Coast are going to have to pick up the slack. Again, supply chain issues up and down the coast. Topic number four, Biden's nightmare. Foreign policy causing headaches for Joe Biden, who'd like to get reelected. Twin crisis developing. First, the White House has been begging Ukraine to stop hitting energy infrastructure inside Russia. The Ukrainians have been launching suicide drones against refineries inside Russia, which can only tighten oil supplies worldwide, which means higher oil prices, which means higher gasoline prices. That's something that most voters can understand. You drive past multiple gas stations per day, you can see on a daily basis things going up and going down, and lately they've been going up. The opposite direction for what the president would like to see heading into November. Then in the Middle East, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris dispatched. She was on This Week, hosted by ABC, and warned Israel that a major attack on Rafah, the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip, would be a big mistake. Why? Not because of any concern for the Palestinian Arabs. No, because what they're really concerned about is this widening, escalating into a wider regional conflict, which could prompt the Houthis to start striking at Saudi refineries, further tightening oil supplies, gasoline supplies, and driving prices upward. That is bad for Democrats who want to hang on to the Senate and hang on to the White House. Topic number three, red flag laws. Most states won't pass them, so the federal government's going to do what it can to try to impose them. The Department of Justice has announced a national center to monitor and assist states with extreme risk protection orders, or ERPO. These are commonly called red flag laws. They monitor gun owners and confiscate firearms from owners who are considered potentially dangerous. According to the announcement from the DOJ, the intent is to help states remove dangerous firearms from people who are identified as at risk. There are currently 21 states here in the United States and the District of Columbia with red flag laws. But with this database under the control of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and with the full support of the Department of Justice, which includes the FBI, which, as you know, has been rounding up anybody connected with what happened on January 6th, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol and prosecuting protesters outside abortion clinics, you can bet that conservative males will be identified as the most dangerous and imminent threat to national security for the purpose of controlling who has access to a firearm. Just be wise about what you post to social media going forward, especially if you live in one of those 21 states. Topic number two, eliminating whiteness in England. A Church of England archdeacon has been labeled racist after openly calling for anti-whiteness. Anti-whiteness. The Venerable Miranda Threlfall Holmes, Archdeacon of Liverpool, wrote on X, formerly Twitter, quote, "I went to a conference on whiteness last autumn. It was very good, very interesting, and it made me realize whiteness is to race as patriarchy is to gender," end quote. In other words, if you're insufficiently melanated, you're bad. Or at least that's how it comes across. Well, she was asked to explain that comment. By the way, she went on to add, so yes, let's have anti-whiteness and let's smash the patriarchy. That's not anti-white or anti-men, it's anti-oppression. It's not anti-white, but if you're white, you're an oppressor. Again, the Telegraph asked her to explain, and she tried to backpedal, saying, well, perhaps X isn't the best place for a nuanced argument. Adding, quote, "I was contributing to a debate about worldviews in which whiteness does not refer to skin color per se, but is a way of viewing the world where being seen as white is normal and everything else is considered different or lesser," end quote. Okay. It's a little hard to avoid whiteness in England since they get their name from the Angles, Germans. Germans tend to be people of less melanin. Maybe the problem, though, isn't melanin. Maybe the problem is all the non-Christians running around out there, because as Paul wrote, you know, we're all one in Christ Jesus. Neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, we're all one. So maybe if we were all followers, true followers of Jesus Christ, the whole patriarchal whiteness problem would just go away. Just spitballing. Coming up, DEI. It's coming for YOU. Yes, even you, Christian. Straight ahead on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people.
State lawmakers are now questioning how 70 foster kids can go missing.
They have convinced us in the West that children are a burden. Birth rates are below replacement levels just about everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere.
People would have to be utterly blind or insane not to recognize the current heartbreaking onslaught against our most vulnerable citizens, our children.
Children who have been thrown up against walls and locked in closets. Children who hide under their beds in fear and whose nightmares are real. Children who have been beaten with 2x4s, whipped with bicycle chains, and burned with cigarette butts.
Children living in foster care are 4 to 5 times more likely to commit suicide than those who are not.
An agenda to submit our current generation of children to a fate far worse than death is being carried out.
I was 5 years old. I was doing dishes. My mom was so mad. She had picked up one of the steak knives and shoved it through my hand and just walked away.
Who will stand in the gap for these children? These are real lives.
Item number one today. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. The camel's nose is under the flap of the tent. The Evangelical Christian Publishers Association has launched a certification program, a DEI certification program for its members. Now, bear in mind, the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association includes most of the major Christian publishing houses. If you've bought Christian books ever, you probably have a book in your possession published by a member of the ECPA. But now they want to make sure that we are all properly indoctrinated. And so they've launched this certification program, DEI certification, with the following modules: DEI industry conversations, that's 8 hours, 8 hours on DEI and leadership, 6 hours on DEI and editorial, 5 hours on DEI and marketing, 5.5 hours DEI and Christian fiction, and 3.5 hours on DEI and children's books. This was the brainchild of ECPA board member Tina Constable, who's the head of the DEI committee. She's also head of Christian imprints for Penguin Random House, major publishing house. Constable rose to prominence in the publishing industry by directing the publication strategy of A Promised Land by Barack Obama and Becoming by Michelle Obama. So you've got an idea of where she is coming from. Again, most major Christian publishers belong to the ECPA, but to be fair, we need to point out that the ECPA is not requiring their publishers to get this DEI certification. But it's just a reminder that even inside evangelical Christian circles, this DEI, toxic, Marxist-based, critical theory-inspired doctrine of demons is inside the walls of the church. Skywatch TV's virtual Defender Conference, Countering the Darkness, is available right now. You can get instant access for 90 days. You haven't missed anything yet. Now, this will not be available forever. The opportunity to sign up and take advantage of the 24 presentations and free access to all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries goes away in April. Is that right? It goes away in May, actually. You get 90 days to sign up and 90 days access from the time you sign up. So, point is, don't delay. Take advantage of this now, and you can find out more information and sign up today. Get instant access at defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our series about the forthcoming docuseries, Rescue Us. It is why we do what we do at Skywatch TV. It's to finance the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch and provide those facilities at no charge to partner ministries like Teen Reach and Royal Family Kids. In fact, this week you'll hear directly from Samantha Orr, who is a victim of one of the worst cases of child abuse ever recorded in the state of Missouri. She explains how Royal Family Kids Camp changed the course of her life. And this is what you're doing through your support of Skywatch TV and Whispering Ponies Ranch. You can watch the program right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can catch it at our Apple TV or Roku channels. Fire TV channel coming soon. It's available at rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Our broadcast schedule, of course, skywatchtv.com/channels. Or you can catch it at our mobile app, which is probably the best thing to do because that guarantees we will never get canceled. Brings the programming directly to you through our app, bypassing the gatekeepers. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we've got links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. In early May, Sharon and I are leading a small group, maybe 24 people, maybe 30 at most, to Israel, what we're calling our Solidarity Mission. This is apart from Skywatch TV, but Joe Horn graciously allowing us to talk about it here. We will go and visit sites in the Negev that were attacked on October 7th. We'll visit with families of the hostages still being held at Hostage Square in Tel Aviv. We will visit sites in Jerusalem that are central to this long supernatural war, the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, and the Western Wall, and more. We'll also visit the Friends of Zion Museum, the Israel Museum, other sites that you'll want to see. We'll visit Gush Etzion. They may not be familiar to you, but it was the site of a key battle in 1948 during the War for Independence. It is essentially Israel's Alamo. Powerful. You will not be unaffected by this tour. If you want to find out more and consider joining us, May 6th through 13th in Israel, go to gilberthouse.org/travel. Again, you won't find the information at Skywatch TV. It's at gilberthouse.org/travel. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.